Forum, so I'm going to open the meeting. I think George Mann is trying to get on. Have we heard from Councillor Del Duca or? Okay. That's George Mann now. I don't know if you want to answer that and try to talk to him. Okay, welcome councillors, staff members, members of the gallery. I'm going to declare the meeting open for the 2nd of March 2021 at 4:15 p.m. There's only one agenda item. So it's an extraordinary council meeting. It's one agenda item, which is 15/21. It was proposed to go into confidential session for the item. After discussion with the GM and also speaking with Councillor Furneaux Cook, there's no need to actually go into confidential session because there was a resolution at the previous meeting to have to do that, obviously, because we had we were required to go to the Geographical Names Board, or the GMB, and we didn't want to disclose that before we received approval from the GMB, but that the name, whatever council chooses this afternoon, will be disclosed in public anyway, so it makes no difference whether it would make no difference being in closed session. So does anyone have an objection to being in open session? Okay, there being no objection, we'll stay in open forum. Is there any registered speakers? There being no registered speakers. Okay, the first item and only item is 15/21. Do I have questions?
No, I'll move as recommended.
It's been moved by Councillor Furneaux Cook, seconded by Councillor Crichton.
Thank you.
Speakers?
I'd just like to say, look, the GMB board may ask us to do further consultation, but it will be advertised that the preferred name, I can't see any issues. Although I did like ACDC Lane, although I think it should be Easy Beats Lane. And Concrete Lane was an interesting version, but I think that it's been a good, engaging process. I look forward. I should declare an interest that I'm on the board, but I won't be. I won't be partaking in that part when it reaches the Geographical Names Board. But yeah, no, I'm happy to support it.
Okay, Councillor, I might just put you back on hold, sorry, because I've missed part of the agenda because it's not on my agenda paper. I'm usually used to reading the agenda paper. We need to still do the council prayer. So I'll just ask you to bow. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I just note the recording of the meeting. Apologies, leave of absence. Sorry, there's been a change on the actual printed agenda paper, which I've been using for 20 years. So when I'm getting something new, it just can... So we might just keep it on that paper just so it makes it a bit easier for the record. Apologies, leave of absence. I note there's Councillor Manor and Councillor Del Duca not present. So I move that... Councillor Crichton.
I'll move it.
And seconded by Councillor Furneaux Cook that the apology leave of absence be granted. Declarations of interest by councillors. So we're back onto the agenda item. And it was moved by Councillor Furneaux Cook who spoke. Did you wish to speak, Councillor Crichton?
Could I just add that I'm actually really delighted at the extensive community consultation that's taken place over the naming of this very important public space for Burwood. And what's been recommended, I thoroughly endorse, and I see that almost 90% of all respondents nominated Unity Place, which I think is wonderful. And I really like the fact that the Cambridge Dictionary gives the meaning of unity as joined together. And I think that's a really good theme for Burwood heading forward. And I'm very keen on the word place as well over lane, because place conjures up more of a place where people will stop and enjoy the space. And I think that's a really good, positive civic hub that we're creating here in Burwood. So thank you.
Could I just ask one question through you, Mr. Mayor, just on the place, changing it from lane to place. Has staff spoken to the secretariat just to make sure that that's not going to be a problem?
Lawrence, did you want to answer that, please?
Yes, we spoke. Lily has been in contact with Simone at the GNB.
Yeah.
And we have given them the full name, and they're quite comfortable. Okay. That was the other reason why we didn't do the R&B, the RMS, is because it's not considered a road.
Yeah, it's not a through road.
Not a thoroughfare, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question too, Lawrence, while I have you? There's a portion of funding still left for the lane, which has been earmarked to some form of fair or festival type opening, officially opening with the name subject to the GMB approval. And we've spoken about holding that event. Does that funding have to be spent on an event, or could it be spent on some of the public art through the lane?
The funding that's been allocated, which was $30,000 out of the full amount that had been allocated to Hornsey Lane, was specifically for community engagement / event.
Yes.
And part of that has been spent on this engagement process. So doing this process, what's left was going to be put towards an event. We also sought and received, were successful in getting other funding, which was for Summer in the City's funding, and that was an extra $10,000. The caveat around that is we have to spend that before the 18th of April. But the it's roughly now $20,000 that's left from the engagement / event fund has to be spent before the end of June.
So if council was to spend $10,000 on an event where we could unveil the name publicly, and then obviously have a caveat on there that it's subject to the GMB approval, could the other $20,000 be spent on some form of public art or lighting or flowers or landscaping in the square? Because, or was that allocated by the state government grant?
That the state government grant was, I think, all up about $160,000, and that part of that grant funding, and I'm not sure of that figure, but part of that grant funding was the beautification of the laneway. It also covered the three murals that are there. So in the deed, it actually specifies community engagement event.
Does it have an amount on how much you have to spend on the community engagement event?
$30,000 was the amount that was allocated.
But did we allocate that in our budget, or was that allocated via the requirements of the state grant? That's what I'm trying to get at.
That's the requirement of the state grant. Well, that was the agreement that we signed. So I don't know the conditions of how that came about, but I've got the agreement, and I'm just looking at what the conditions of the agreement were.
So could we investigate where? So we've got $30,000, I think.
We have about $18,500 left of that fund, because we've already spent $10,000.
Yeah, say 18 and 10.
Well, the 10 is a different grant.
I know, but it's put towards the same event.
Well, we put it towards the same event, but basically we asked for $10,000 for a Summer in the City grant, and we put forward that event. That's why it has to be spent before the 18th of April.
No, I understand that. So we have $28,000 to spend on an event.
Yes.
And the $10,000 has to be spent on an event.
Yes.
The other 18 is subject to agreement with the New South Wales government via its grant.
Yes.
So my question is, why can't we speak to the department about the $18,000 being spent on something else in the laneway? Because $28,000 for an event is quite a big event. And is that the type of event we want to hold before the 18th of April? This is what I'm talking about.
Well, the event itself was really also about activation of the laneway. So our intention was to bring in light sculptures for 2 weeks. We were also going to name the lane on the sky bridge. And the lane already has catenary lighting, which is very effective. We were also going to put a light installation on the top of the lane, which was like a bird installation for 2 weeks as well. So it was really about activating the lane space. Then the events itself, we were going to have the night markets in the front car park.
Okay, understood now.
Okay.
Fair enough, thanks.
Can I ask something too? Yeah.
Yep, Councillor Fennell-Cook.
Yeah, just a caveat on that. When it goes to the GMB, probably on Tuesday, if it gets in, and then it's resolved to advertise, it's a month to advertise. And then if there's any objections, it does have to come back to the board. And what they do is they say they have to deal with every single objection. So I would have a plan B. Because it may get, even though, you know, it's supported probably unanimously by council, it still can be caught up in the process. Then that's just the process that we have to adhere to. So you might need for staff to have some sort of plan B before it won't be done by April.
So the plan, if we want to have an activation in the laneway before April the 18th, is not that it's an official launch, but it would just be it's an activation of the lane, which would still suit the deed of
requirements,
the funding, because they didn't say it had to be a launch event. It just had to be a community engagement event. So for us, if we want to have 28,000 put towards activation of the lane, then it will need to be done before April the 18th. If we want to hold off on that and have an actual official launch event, then we would probably be looking to hold that. Well, we have to do that before the end of June, because we've got to spend the other money. The only concern there is we'd be moving into winter.
Yeah.
So our plan was to call it as a lane activation.
Yeah.
And you know, a bit like a unity gathering.
Yeah. And through you, Mr. Mayor, the other possibility would be in connection with if we're expanding you know, Burwood Library hours post-COVID, there might be some sort of, you know, relationship there with the lane rather than as a standalone event.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'll just say that you know, it just don't diarise it yet.
No, I think, you know, but we'll let councillors know anyway. I think we have to do something prior to the 18th of April, otherwise funding... my question was more so towards ensuring that we get best value for money and ensuring we get fixtures that could possibly be permanent rather than spending it all on one event. But it's not just one event, it's activation. Councillor Crichton, you had a question.
Well, thank you. Just quickly, I'm just wondering what the permanent signage of Unity Place will look like. Will it be street blades? Will it always be on the underside of the sky bridge?
Well, I don't think we've gotten that far yet.
Okay.
Is that right, Lawrence?
Well, through the chair, we are in the process, as councillors are aware, of the wayfinding and signage strategy. Part of that is what does heritage signage look like? But what we kind of had thought about was, sorry, I've got a plane going overhead. I'm in a flight zone.
That's okay.
I've actually got a plane. It's been quiet for a year. In that lane we have on the heritage of the wall of the library and chambers, old chambers, we have those boxes that have dates on the side and information on them. And we thought it might be good to be able to put a box there to explain the date that it was named Unity Place and how it became named. So it was a community-driven name decisions. So we thought we could put a box on those, that building, and then there would be signage in accordance to what the wayfinding and signage guidelines would be. So it wouldn't be permanently, well, once you put something up on the sky bridge, you can leave it up. So those eyes have been up there since we opened in August last year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Any further questions, councillors? So it was moved by Councillor Furneaux-Cook, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Any speakers against? Put the motion, all those. Oh, sorry, you're right to reply, Councillor Furneaux-Cook. There's no speakers against. No. I'll put the motion, all those in favour. Those against? I declare that carried unanimously, that being the only item on the agenda, and it being a public meeting, I can now declare the meeting closed. Thanks for your attendance.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Sorry, that confused me. Did you watch that? Yeah.